由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you for tuning in to this broadcast.
欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
It is our privilege to bring this broadcast to you every week.
今日和每个礼拜都能够将这一次的广播送给你，是我们最快乐的事。
If you are joining our broadcast for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听天路导向的话，
We are nearing the end of a series about biblical compassion.
我们这个的系列信息已经接近尾声了。
We are looking at the book of Jonah.
我们看着的书卷是来自圣经的约拿书。
And in this broadcast, we'll start looking at chapter 3.
而在今次的节目里面，我们会开始去看看第三章。
So get your Bible and get ready.
咁如果你有圣经嘅话，请你预定好啦，翻开约拿书嘅第三章。
In the past, we looked at the difference between sentimentality and true biblical compassion.
我哋咧喺前几次咧，我哋喺度睇紧多愁善感同埋从上帝而嚟嘅怜悯有乜嘢分别。
We learned that to have biblical compassion, you must listen to the word of God.And do whatever God tells you to do in His Word.
我们知道，如果你想得着上帝的怜悯，就要听从并且实行上帝的说话。
Do you know what the most difficult task for a believer is?
你知不知道，对一个信徒来讲，最难做的事是什么呢？
No, it's not prayer.
那不是祈祷。
No, it's not praise.
亦都唔系唱诗赞美上帝。
No, it's not going to church.
唔系去参加崇拜。
No, it's not even living a godly life.
甚至唔系过一个敬虔嘅信仰生活。
The most difficult part of a believer's life is to be an authentic witness for Jesus Christ, the Lord.
其实对一个信徒来讲，最难的事就是怎样真实成为耶稣基督的见证人。
Why?
为什么我会这样讲呢？
Because if you are an authentic witness for the Lord,
因为如果你能够真实为主作见证的话，
you will be praying for the lost.
你自然就会为到那些未信主的人去祈祷。
If you are an authentic witness for the Lord,
如果你是主耶稣基督的见证人的话，
you will be praising him.
你就会自己起来赞美他。
If you are an authentic witness for the Lord,
如果你是一个上帝的见证，
you will be going to church.
你自然就会回教会。
If you are an authentic witness to the Lord,
如果你是一个真实的见证，
You will be living a godly life.
你就会获得敬虔圣洁的生命。
So if you get your authentic witnessing lifestyle in order, all of your Christian life will fall into place.
如果你的生活就是真实的见证的话，你的基督徒的生命自然就会是健全的了。
In the courts of law,
在法庭上面呢，
An authentic witness on the stand might help either convict or acquit a person.
一个嘅有效嘅证人能够帮助法官去判定被告究竟有罪定冇罪。
In the courts of law,
喺法庭上面，
if you have more than one authentic witness, they can definitely decide the fate of a person.
如果你有一个或以上的可靠的证人去作证的话，他们就能够决定被告的命运。
I want you to understand this so well that you can feel it.
我在这里希望你能够真正地体会我的意思。
Everything around us is depriving us of having spiritual eyes.
在这个世界上面，啲嘢时时刻刻都喺度迷惑紧我哋去属灵辨别嘅能力。
Everything around us is working to keep us from living in the realm of the spirit.
属世嘅嘢牵引我哋去离开上帝嘅面。
But in the spiritual realm,
但系如果我哋从属灵嘅意义嚟讲啦
，Our testimony can save or damn somebody.
我哋嘅见证能够让到其他人得救啊，亦都可以使到佢灭亡。
In the courts of heaven, an authentic witness can help determine the eternal future of others.
喺属灵嘅法庭上面，一个真实嘅见证人可以对其他人永恒嘅结局产生最重要、最重要嘅作用。
An authentic witness can make a difference whether someone else will be in heaven or in hell for an eternity.
一个真实的见证人是可以影响其他人是脱离灭亡进入永生的。
Do you see the enormity of the task of the witness?
不知你在这个情况里面究竟见不见得到证人的作用是几咁大的呢？
But there is more.
但是除了这件事之外，还有其他事吧。
Being a witness for Jesus Christ.
其实如果要你去为耶稣基督作见证，
is the one thing that you do that is nearest and dearest to the heart of Jesus.
是你最合心意，最合上帝心意的一个的内容。
The salvation of the lost souls.
就是你要去拯救失落的灵魂，向他们去传福音。
Is the nearest and the dearest ministry to the heart of Jesus.
这个是上帝最喜欢的一项的事工。
You can fellowship all you want.
你虽然有团契。
You can educate all you want.
你虽然有主日学。
You can sing to your heart's content.
你虽然可以唱诗赞美。
You can feed and clothe.
你是可以去做很多的善事。
You can go on retreats and conferences.
我们可以开退休会，开很多的会。
You can go to in-depth Bible studies.
我们可以开查经班。
You can do all of these things.
总之这些事所有都可以做。
But if you are not involved in witnessing and making disciples,
但是如果你这样做的时候是没有参与为主作见证的话，没有参与使人作为耶稣门徒的事工的话，
you are not doing the one thing that is dearest and nearest to the heart of Jesus.
这样我们这样做就是没有做到最讨上帝喜悦的事。
Because this is the dearest and the nearest to the heart of Jesus.
因为啊作主的见证才是最能够满足上帝心意的事情。
That in every one of the four gospels, as well as in the book of Acts,
其实在四福音书和使徒行传里面，
The very last words of Jesus prior to his ascension into heaven were, Be my witnesses.
耶稣在升天之前对门徒所讲的最后几句说话就是，你们要为我作见证。
You may ask this question.
或许你会问这条的问题。
If witnessing is the nearest and the dearest to the heart of Jesus,
如果啊，是你去为耶稣作见证，是最讨上帝喜悦的事情的话，
then why is it the most difficult thing to do?
那为什么耶稣最喜欢的事情会这么难做呢？
Listen carefully to the answer.
那，请你仔细去听了。
Because it is the one ministry that Satan hates the most.
因为这件事是撒旦最憎的事。
He hates for you to pray.
他很憎你祈祷。
He hates for you to sing.
他很憎你去唱诗去赞美主。
He hates for you to live a godly life.
他很憎你过虔诚的生活。
But the one thing he hates the most.
但是撒旦最憎、最憎、最憎的是什么呢？
Is when you give a witness to the power of the Lord.
就是你见证上帝的大能。
Is when you give witness to the eternal life that is given by Jesus Christ.
就是当你见证主耶稣赐给你永生的时候。
Satan hates that.
撒旦最憎最憎最憎这样东西。
Here is a good rule of thumb that you should keep in mind.
在这里想告诉你一个规律是什么来的呢？
What Jesus loves, Satan hates.
就是耶稣喜欢的撒旦就憎。
And that is why witnessing is the one ministry that Satan will put all of his stops to keep you from doing.
这个就是为什么撒旦总是想办法来阻止我们为主作见证。
It is the one ministry that Satan will do everything possible to discourage you from doing.
撒旦会用出浑身解数是要让我们泄气不再活出基督的见证。
And if you give up the witnessing lifestyle, you are delighting Satan.
所以如果你真的放弃了为主作见证的话，就让撒旦正中下怀了。
Now, I know these are strong words, but they are the truth from the scripture.
我知道这些说话听起来就不顺耳的，但是他们的确是圣经的真理。
Authentic witnesses for Jesus Christ are what the world is longing for.
这个世界最需要的就是耶稣基督的真实的见证人。
Authentic witnesses for our salvation are what will bring conviction to sinners to repent.
为上帝所赐给我们的救恩作见证，就能够将罪人带到来上帝面前认罪悔改。
Now, what do I mean by authentic witness?
这样究竟什么才是真实的见证呢？
As an answer to this question, I will tell you a true story.
为了去答这条问题呢，我想用一个真实的故事来回应。
There was a machinist who worked for an automobile manufacturer.
在一个汽车制造厂里面有一位的机械师啊。
One day he became a Christian and was baptized in the name of Jesus.
有一日，他信了主并且受洗成为一名的基督徒。
This man knew that he could not become an authentic witness without righting the many wrongs that he had done in the past.
他知道啊，如果他不纠正以往不好的行为，就不能够为主作见证。
My listening friends, this is very important.
亲爱的听众朋友，这一点非常的重要。
You can proclaim your faith all that you want.
你尽管可以对其他人去陈述你的信仰。
But until you have righted the wrong that you have done in your life,
但是如果你行为上面没有改变，是继续犯错的话，
you are not an authentic believer in Jesus Christ.
你就不会成为耶稣基督的真实的门徒。
And the man in this story knew that he had to right the wrongs that he had done.
咁喺呢个故事嘅机械师，佢就明白啦。佢信咗主之后，就一定要喺行为上面改正，系咪先
？What did this man do in the past?
咁喺呢一个嘅机械师嘅过去，佢发生过啲乜嘢事呢
？For years before he became a Christian,
就系原来喺佢成为基督徒之前
，he had been stealing parts and tools from his employer for many years.
佢就曾经系偷偷地攞咗工厂嘅零件，仲要做咗好多次，好多年添。
Well, God converted him thoroughly.
咁感谢上帝啦，将佢全部都改变晒。
So after his baptism and profession of faith, he acted out his public profession of faith.
佢受洗之后，佢真系喺所有人面前活出咗见证。
He took all the stolen parts and tools to his employer.
佢将以前所有偷偷地攞咗嘅零件都交晒翻去。
And he explained the situation to his employer.
亦都向佢嘅上司作咗解释。
He told his foreman that he knew that he could not witness for the Lord until he had done the right thing.
他说如果我不将一些我做过的错误纠正翻过来，就不能够为主作见证。
He risked being fired in acting out his faith.
他为了忠于信仰，他宁愿是冒着被开除的风险。
But not only did he return all the stolen goods,
同时他不单止是偷了他所有偷的东西。
But he also asked that his employer would forgive him.
他亦都呢，是求他的雇主能够饶恕他的过犯。
His foreman did not know what to do.
他的老细呢，是不知道应该怎样去处理这件事。
The owner of the company was on an overseas trip visiting a foreign plant.
于是他们就决定去找整个工厂的大老细了。
So they sent the owner a long cable explaining the situation and asked him for a decision.
咁呢，这个大老细在海外做紧公务嘅访问，于是嗰啲人就向个老细发一幅好长好长嘅电报去请示佢。
The owner immediately returned a cable with a decision.
呢个老板就即刻回咗一封嘅电邮，就做咗一个决定。
He said, "Dam up the river and baptize the entire city."
佢就话。你截住条河，等条河啲水积埋积埋，等到成个城嘅人都要受洗。
Now do you understand what makes an authentic witness？
嗱，喺度唔知你明唔明白一个真诚嘅见证系能够带嚟乜嘢后果呢
？Authentic witnessing must begin with an authentic change of heart。
一个真实嘅见证必须系来自心底里面嘅彻底改变。
Authentic witnessing must begin with authentic repentance and authentic change in life.
真实的见证啊，必须是来自真诚的悔悟和生命的更新。
Unfortunately, that does not happen very often these days.
可惜的是，在现在的世代，这一种的情况并不多见。
Some people claim to become Christians while they're still unfaithful.
有些人呢，身体上面仍然是不忠的，但是他却说自己是基督徒。
People look at Christians and they do not see any difference.
其他人呢，一啲都看不出话，这个基督徒和其他人有什么分别啫。
A dishonest businessman has not forsaken his dishonesty when he becomes a Christian.
有一个不法的商人，有一个奸商，成为了基督徒之后，仍旧用一些欺骗的手法来做生意。
And sadly, that's how the world sees Christianity.
唉，太可惜，就是世界的人全部都是这样看基督教的。
It is no wonder that we are not making any difference in the world.
所以我们就不需要很奇怪为什么我们的见证改变不了什么。
When you look at the life of Jonah, you understand the power of witnessing.
当我们看到约拿的生命的时候，你就会明白见证所带来的影响。
There are some people who look at the life of Jonah,
有些人要读约拿的故事，
and they focus on the miracle of Jonah's survival in the belly of the great fish.
他们关注的就是约拿怎样从个大鱼肚里面死里逃生的神迹。
And that's where they stop.
跟着他们就停了。
They need to move on to chapter 3.
其实他们很需要去读下第三章。
Why?
为什么我会这样讲呢？
Because in reality, there is a far greater miracle that most Christians ignore.
因为在那个故事里面，其实有很多信徒都忽略了后面更加大的神迹。
That is the miracle that resulted from Jonah's preaching.
这个神迹是上帝借着约拿所传讲的信息而引起的。
I want you to listen very carefully to Jonah chapter 3 verses 1 to 10.
我很想你呢，去听下我读出约拿书的第三章一到十节，是记载在圣经的旧约约拿书第三章一到十节。这里呢是讲约拿是脱离了个鱼腹之后，他呢究竟发生了什么事呢？耶和华的说话就第二次去到约拿那里，跟约拿说了，说约拿起身 去尼尼微大城那里向里面的居民宣告我想吩咐你的说话。约拿就照住耶和华的说话起身，就去尼尼微了。这个尼尼微呢，是一座很大的城，有三日的路程啊。约拿入了城之后就行了一日，就宣告话了，再过四十日尼尼微就一定倾覆了。于是尼尼微人就信他，信服上帝，跟着他就宣告要禁食，从最大的到最小的都着上麻衣，披上麻布。这个消息传到去尼尼微王的耳仔里面，他就离开了他的宝座，除了他上朝的一些的冠冕华贵的衣服，披上麻布，坐在灰里面。他又派人去到整个尼尼微整个城，话王和大臣有灵，人不可以吃些什么，牲畜牛羊不可以吃草，都不可以饮水，人和牲畜都要披上麻布，人要切切祈祷，每一个人啊都要回头离开自己行开的恶道，丢弃手里面的强暴，或者当上帝转意后悔，不发烈怒啊，让到我们不需要灭亡，或者都得的。于是上帝就察看尼尼微人的行为啊，见到他们离开恶道呢，上帝就后悔转面，他就不将他原本要降下的灾祸，给尼尼微的灾祸呢降到去他们身上了。
If the miracle of surviving inside the whale is great,
如果你说在那个鱼肚里面生还的神迹是了不起的话，
the miracle of the conversion of the Ninevites is far greater.
这样啊，尼尼微全城的人啊，都回转归向上帝这一件事实在是不可思议。
For the Ninevites to be converted,
因为尼尼微人呢能够悔改啊，
would be like seeing the greatest criminal you know becoming a witness for Jesus Christ.
就好似你见过嘅最大最大最大嘅贼啊，佢变成一个耶稣基督嘅见证人一样咁不可思议。
Archaeology tells us that the Ninevites were a fierce and vicious people.
考古学家话俾我哋听，尼尼微人啊，生性残暴，罪恶满盈。
Archaeologists record that the king of Nineveh methodically cut off the noses of the people that they conquered.
考古学家呢就记载咗尼尼微嘅王呢，通常征服咗敌军之后呢，佢就会将俘虏嘅鼻呢割咗佢
，and skin them alive.
跟住呢就活剥佢哋嘅皮出嚟。
For the Ninevites to be converted was a miracle of all miracles.
因此我们说尼尼微的人悔改才是最大最大最大的神迹。
Don't miss this miracle.
希望你千祈不要忽略了这个神迹。
And that is why Jesus said,
所以耶稣呢都曾经这样讲过。
There is unspeakable joy in heaven when a sinner repents.
当一个罪人去悔改的时候，天上面要极大的欢喜快乐。
Modern man thinks that he has become more civilized than our ancestors.
现代人通常都认为自己比古代的人文明得多。
We think that we are kinder and better people than the past generation.
我们会觉得自己比以前的人更加善良和更加好。
But God sees the same wickedness in our hearts.
但是上帝仍然是看到在我们心里面是怀有同样的邪恶。
And this is precisely why God wants his children to be witnesses for him.
但是正因为这样，上帝先要他的儿女为他作见证。
But my listening friends, our time has come to an end.
但是亲爱的听众朋友，今天的时间也都差不多了。
Please join us next time when we look at the three special things that God always does for his witness.
下次的节目我们要再分享上帝为他的见证人所作三件的特别的事，希望你能够按时收听。现在首先我们听一首歌先，然后回来我们继续有少少的分享。
你诚然担我忧患，背负了我的苦痛，是你为我过犯受害，为我罪孽压伤，回归耶稣的身边，爱的身边，绝望罪人得见你面，直觉路上你换我旁边，回归耶稣的身边，爱的身边，我是罪人得见你面，但愿现在活着每天为你，回归耶稣的身边，爱的身边，绝望罪人得见你面，寂寞路上你伴我旁边，回归耶稣的身边，爱的身边，我是罪人得见你面，但愿现在活着每天为你，
各位的亲爱听众朋友，希望你真的把握时间，好好地去回到上帝的身边，回到去他的身边的时候，你就知道什么才是真正的喜悦，什么才是真正的改变。更加我们要改变了之后，千祈我们复活，或者不要只是僵尸在个棺材弹出来，我们要是死了之后一个新的人，活出一个新的生命。如果只是好像僵尸这样，你出到来继续都是行尸走肉，你要有新的身体，新的生命出到来这个世界，为赐给你复活的耶稣基督作见证。在这里希望上帝去赐福给你，帮助你真正的能够去转变，无论你过去有多少的觉得自己做得不好，或者觉得自己是需要去改变都好，今天耶稣就要改变你。在这里愿上帝大大赐福给你，下次再会。